In a world plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit, get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hare, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
Oh yeah, welcome back to a brand new episode of Game Rage Movies and TV, soon to be renamed Absolute Cinema, the podcast.
Absolute salmon.
Absolute sangria. We should just go with absolute S names. Like, just fucking every episode will be something different. Anyways, today we're going to talk. Well, this is probably going to piss a lot of people off because I know people have the soft spot for fucking Adam Sandler, but I think he's gone too far with this fucking Happy Gilmore 2 thing.
No, I think you're nitpicking. I think You're looking at it's recency bias. You're looking at this and you haven't looked at it, the lot of his work on Netflix.
It's also
that's largely been shit altogether.
That's what I'm saying. That's also garbage. I think this is going too far. If you want to, well, okay, you know what? We'll talk. We'll get into it. All right. Let me do the plug real quick. So, go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Like, comment, follow, and subscribe. Go to Game Rage Magazine or Game Rage Mag on Twitter. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. And you can follow him also on Substack.com/...
Subsnack. Subway shit, Snacks. Subway Snacks.
Substack.com. Dude, we should make a website called Subsnack.com. And make that our own blog. Subsnack.com.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not. It's Substack.com/@AllGasNoTrashOfficial. All right. I do think that most of his shit on Netflix is garbage. Okay? I will say that to continue the point we were saying earlier. It's not a recency bias. I think if you want to ruin your own career and your own legacy, that's fine. But don't ruin the fond, pleasant memories of fucking Happy Gilmore that we have in our minds. Who's gonna, like, what could they possibly be thinking? Obviously, they want to cash in on the nostalgia train. It's the money. All the people involved that were in the original, they're getting the money.
You know what the worst part is? Is how completely unnecessary it is to Adam Sandler to make more money, to make another Happy Gilmore, and stand to make, who knows what it'll make, right?
Yeah, and this is...
So what? Motherfucker's gonna make X amount of dollars so he can maybe afford a fucking yacht or something.
Another, so we can buy another yacht? Like,
or who knows what it ultimately is, right?
All right, Adam Sandler's 58, okay?
Okay.
So he's getting ready to, like, be... Unless he's gonna be Mel Brooks and he's gonna be in shit until he dies, which, fuck, he probably will at this rate. I feel like he's got to be getting ready to soon want to retire, right? So, I do think, though, that if he does Happy Gilmore, I think this is like, well, he already did it, but if Happy Gilmore 2, if it's successful, if Netflix deems it a success, he is now going to then go back through his catalog of, what was that fucking, what's the company, the fucking
Happy Madison?
Yeah, he's going to go back through the Happy Madison fucking library, and he's going to go, all right, what can we do now? Oh, I know, let's remake Billy Madison somehow.
I already know how that one's going to go. He's going to be a teacher that didn't earn his fucking degree.
Or he got to go back to college?
Or he didn't pass whatever examinations you need to get your credentials and all that shit, but he never actually got them. He cheated the system because he's rich or whatever. And then he has to go back to school and do like a 10-week course for, you know, numerous.
Yeah. Yeah. Things. He has to take night school or something. Yeah.
Like, I know it's going to be something stupid like that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. If they end up revisiting old franchises.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big Daddy. Is he going to be Big Grandpa? Is that how it's going to be? He's going to be the grandpa now, and he's going to be like, oh, I got to take care of my grandson. Let's go out and pee on walls again. Like, That's what I think his end game is. I feel like out of the fucking nostalgia train of movies that he's done, I feel like Happy Gilmore's probably was a good one to start with. You know, from looking at it from his perspective. And if it does well, like I said, I feel like Netflix is going to be like, yo, let's get on this money train and let's do some more of these remakes. And I don't think we fucking need them at all. I think they're just going to be bad. I think they're going to ruin the fond memories that we have. And listen, I'm going to watch Happy Gilmore 2 whenever it comes out. I don't know when. I don't know when it comes out. I think it comes out sometime in 2025. Let me just Google it real quick. Happy Gilmore 2 release date. Hey, wait, who's our guy? Fucking Gay Jamie. Go fucking look up, fucking Happy Gilmore 2's release date. Oh, you got it, Bob.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore 2 release date. Of course, doesn't fucking, no one wants to say.
Okay, I mean, if they didn't release it, it's probably because it's just a,
I mean, they just teaser trailer, whatever, yeah, a couple days ago. So yeah,
Who the fuck knows?
Anyway, sometime probably, I'm assuming in 2025 it's gonna come out.
Yes.
But anyways, bottom line being that I'm gonna watch it, and we're probably gonna talk about it on here. We're gonna give it a fair review.
It already didn't start promising to begin, because you see the trailer, and more than anything, what comes across is certainly that each respective actor, whoever plays Shooter McGavin and Adam Sandler playing Happy Gilmore, that it evidently seems like it's a cash grab because they're just kind of going through the motions, and none of the eccentricity of Happy Gilmore. I mean, because he's kind of a senior citizen at this point.
He definitely is a senior citizen at this point.
I don't know what a sequel does for anybody at this point, other than, hey, you know what? I need a few additional million. I bought something that I need to recuperate.
Yeah, I bought a Maserati.
I need to make sure
I pay this off.
Yeah.
Or I want to buy another Maserati.
Something stupid like that.
I need the money to do it.
And who's going to say no to that? I think any actor that has the privilege of working with a film that everybody adores, that it's an easy yes for them, most cases.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to tarnish their fucking... Imagine the new actors. Imagine the people signing on that Adam Sandler likes that aren't really anybody yet, but are only getting their foot in the door in the fucking film industry.
Yeah.
That they are on this movie. I don't know. I think it can go one of two ways. One, it's too soon to say that somebody's career is ruined because of one single movie, especially a sequel that's not going to go anywhere or win anybody over. Or it goes the opposite route. It's a beloved franchise and you're associated with the worst one.
Yeah, that's really like the optimal, like, you know, outcome is, all right, maybe it'll get you in the door for a couple other projects or whatever. Well, listen, if this goes well and Adam Sandler gets to make all the Happy Madison movie remakes, then guess what? You won't need to fucking worry about getting a job again because he'll just put you in all those fucking movies. I just, out of all of this, though, I really hope that Rob Schneider gets to be in this because, Rob Schneider, like, he's had a rough career, right? Like, and he hasn't been doing a lot lately, and, you know, I feel like he could use the money. And I have some very fond memories of Rob Schneider movies, and, mainly fucking just Deuce Bigelow.
I never saw that movie.
You never saw Deuce Bigelow? Oh, man. That's one that I feel like is due, that's due for, they're going to try to make a remake of it. Because it got a shitty sequel that I thought was terrible.
It certainly wasn't Oscar worthy, but yeah.
Listen, it's a comedy. Hold on, though. Listen, though. If it's a comedy, okay, you want it to be genuinely funny.
Yes.
Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo was funny. Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, where the Deuce Bigelow goes to Europe, was not that funny. It was just poorly executed, repeated the same jokes over and over again. And, they just wanted to get that money. So
I don't think he's ever been that actor that could carry an entire movie. It's like every joke that you could think of from South Park about Rob Schneider.
He's a stapler. Yeah, that's exactly like the kind of.
But then again, that's so much of what Adam Sandler is, that he's in these precarious situations.
Yeah.
Like Big Daddy. Oh, I have to adopt this kid because otherwise he's going to end up back in the adoption agency. And I don't really know who he is or.
Oh,
fuck it.
First of all, Benchwarmers was, I forgot he was in that movie. That Benchwarmers was a great movie. Like I thought that movie was.
Okay. Funny. That's fair. That was a pretty decent movie.
But
Home Alone 2. Home Alone yeah, 2 yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's been in a lot. I mean, fuck, he's been in a lot of good stuff. I feel like, but also he's been in like every Adam Sandler movie. So
that's the good guy Adam Sandler privilege, is that once you're in good with him, you get to be a minor character or some cameo appearance and get your bag.
Well, you just get paid.
But then like, there was also the person that guy, the quarterback from Waterboy.
Yeah.
He got removed from like the Happy Madison production because he said some unsavory comments that are, you know, of the right-wing rhetoric. And
yeah, I think Rob Schneider's on that train too, actually.
And suddenly that dude found himself on the outs of Happy Madison Productions.
Yeah, no, that'll get you off. Yeah, fucking I just don't I would like to see this trend recently of, well, the last several years of sequels, reboots. I'd like to see that kind of go away for a hot minute.
Did you see the Superman trailer?
I did see the Superman trailer.
All right, what did you think of it?
Listen, I already don't like Superman in general. Generally, all right, I'm not a Superman fan, so I just want to put that out there. Maybe I'm a little biased. I already don't like Superman. I don't think I'm going to care for it. The Henry Cavill Supermans, I feel like, were probably the best ones of the Supermans that I like the most.
I think physical appearance, that's as close as you can get
to Superman
without being Christopher Reeves.
Right.
I don't think he did. I don't think anybody has really captured Clark Kent in the way that maybe Christopher Reeves did. And I'm hoping that's what this movie does. And I think I'm just going to see it possibly out of obligation of just.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to see it.
Doing due diligence.
Right.
But I don't think Zack Snyder's take was the best take on Superman. I will say that his General Zod, like I think in the last month I've sat down and watched Man of Steel twice. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly because of General Zod, probably one of the most compelling villains in DC's universe, or I guess you could say for the film universe, that he was one of the more compelling villains. But of what I've seen from the trailer, I feel that it's I don't even know how the actor is. I don't even know what other roles he's played. I'm kind of meh on how he looks as Superman, but the beats, like the general feel of Superman, it feels lighthearted. Yeah. It feels hopeful. Like it feels closer to what Superman was than what Zack Snyder portrayed as the director of Man of Steel. And of course, like having Christopher Nolan as the executive producer or whatever, but it feels like Superman. It feels closer to more representative of what I think Superman is than the only thing I don't like is that I don't know why DC continues to fuck me over on Green Lanterns. Like, just, I don't know why they opt for the ones I like the least. I mean, I've kind of come around to Guy Gardner as an adult, because he did have more compelling stories more recently. Mm-hmm. In the Green Lantern books. He became friends, like, I don't mean to go on a tangent, but he became friends with like the yellow one Yellow Lantern. And there was like this whole story about how the Green Lanterns and Yellow Lanterns were kind of working together for some reason. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But it was Arkilo and Guy Gardner working together. And, you know, Guy Gardner is like a brash fellow, and he's kind of impulsive and all that shit. But The fact that they have Guy Gardner in the Superman trailer is, I hate it, dude. I fucking hate John Stewart. I hate mostly Guy Gardner, even though I've mostly kind of come around to him. I don't know why they don't just go with the one that everybody knows or should know is Hal Jordan, or of all the people that I think would be the most exciting that we haven't seen since like Grant Morrison's JLA or Kyle Rayner, dude. Kyle Rayner is an actual artist. And when he makes constructs, dude, I can only imagine how cool it would look because he's an artist that he can literally imagine anything. Like most people, John Stewart's constructs are limited to his military experience. Guy Gardner's is more, I don't know how to describe his, but of the most exciting, I think Kyle Rayner should be like in actual films and television, but I don't know why they keep doing that. And then you have Metamorpho, I think, who is going to make like his first appearance as a live action character for a DC universe movie. But I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. I'm going to watch it. This is probably going to be the first comic book movie that I've seen in quite some time. And you know, what better superhero than fucking Superman?
Oh, all of them. What better superhero than all of them? any superhero. I don't know. I'm not. I just hate Superman. I just feel like it's. I just don't like it. But anyways, I guess that's something we could talk about on another podcast. But in terms of this, I just don't. I want to see more original shit. Gladiator 2. Gladiator fucking 2, man. What? We didn't need a second one. It's been 20 fucking years. We didn't need another one. It's been more than 20 years. I don't think we needed a sequel. I haven't seen it.
Especially as Denzel Washington playing himself.
Yeah, which is funny.
It's like, in the days of Rome, dude.
Yeah,
what the fuck, dude?
That is Samuel L. Jackson playing himself as a Jedi in fucking episode.
Oh, man, like, it's fucking ranked. It's ranked, dude. Yeah, it's offensive to the eyes. It's offensive to Ridley Scott as a director. That you couldn't think of a better person to cast as an emperor.
Yeah, yeah, it's insane. But I don't know. So I just want to see more shit that's not remakes and reboots and sequels. And it seems like that's the majority of the shit that we're just getting now. I don't know if people are running out of ideas or if it's, maybe it's not that. I think it's probably more so that the mainstream studios don't want to necessarily take risks. So they're like, oh, okay, like, you know, let's just do the shit that we know. Let's play the hits. Let's play the shit that we know is going to get money. And we don't have to really take a lot of risks. And what sucks is it seems like people are like responding to that. And that's why they keep doing it, is because it's like, well, people keep paying to see this shit. So
yeah, Moana 2 is one of those examples, because it's not even made by the same studio that made the first one. And they intended it to be a television, like a straight to television sequel.
Like how they used to do it.
Yeah, because it looked like there was a drop in quality, right?
Yeah,
but people paid to see it. Therefore, now they know they can get away with.
Oh, Moana 3 will be next,
but with the same studio, because they don't have to go as hard with the animation.
Yeah, or pay them as much with, you know, probably even the, because fucking that dude Lin-Manuel Miranda did the music for the first one. I don't know if he did the music for this one. Which again, you'd have to pay that guy more money, because like he's a well-known composer and, you know, music guy. So
yeah, and I think, and I don't mean to ball wash A24, because they quite evidently are one of the few film studios that are trying to make original films, because they have that that movie. It's like 40 Shades of Grey or 30 Shades of Grey, or you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's the one with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, fuck, what's that called?
She's in a relationship with like a younger gentleman.
Yeah.
And I only want to go see that movie because I want to see what the audience is like. I know it's going to be females mostly. That I want to. I just want to know what kind of crowd is going to go see this Nicole Kidman movie where she's being told good girl and all these fetishes that people, you know.
Yeah, are into,
and I'm like, I wonder what kind of crap. It's got to be like 40-year-old women. It's got to be women that are desperate for a relationship or some shit. Probably. I don't fucking know, but And then you also have that queer movie with Daniel Craig.
Oh, yeah.
That's also being done by A24. I think if anybody, it's this film studio that's taking chances in making original movies, and not every single one is a hit. I don't think a lot of people were receptive to that Green Knight
movie that
they made. But
I think that's good. Well, okay, so like,
I think it's for more. I think morons generally don't like things that are abstract, right, or weird.
That movie was fucking that Green Knight movie was fucking abstract as fuck, and it was also a lesser known Arthurian tale that they like adapted to do that.
Yeah,
and people are stupid as fuck. So like, I definitely could see why that movie didn't do well. I saw it. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I like those kind of fucking tales. I like those historic, like, legend tales or whatever the fuck you want to call them.
Yeah.
Even though it was kind of like it deviated a little bit from it, but like, still, it wasn't like, that wasn't a big deal. It was still fucking cool as shit. So, yeah.
So that's one of the small examples that I could think of people taking chances on making original stories for films, but, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh God, fuck, I forgot about Little Nicky, man. That's another one that fucking they're gonna remake for sure. He's gonna be promoted to the devil this time. He's gonna be Big Nicky. And Mr. Deeds, that's another fucking one. They're definitely gonna make an animated version. They're gonna do 8 Crazy Nights 2. Fucking for sure. Man. Oh yeah, fuck, they did The Longest Yard. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
They're gonna remake a remake. That's what they're gonna. It's gonna come full fucking circle, and they're gonna remake The Longest Yard again.
The remix.
The Longest Yard. The remix.
The Adam Sandler remix.
Oh shit! They did Grandma's Boy. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Man, that was a good.
That
movie.
Must have been like the first. That must have been the first film that they made that was featuring his usual buddies being the main stars.
Yeah, instead of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think,
I think it kind of played out well, I think. I mean, I don't know if it was a box office hit, but I know it didn't lose money and it was funny as fuck.
Yeah, true. Oh yeah, Joe Dirt. Fuck, man.
Joe Dirt.
God damn.
Oh shit.
We're definitely going to get a fucking Paul Blart fucking sequel out of that. They're going to
Kevin James.
Dude. Yeah, they're definitely going to pop one of those. Man,
right. Fat bastard security guard. You know how like Japanese have to translate titles for movies?
Yeah.
Dude, I would love to know what they call Paul Blart Mall Cop, like Fat American Security Guard.
Fat American Security Guy 2.0. Fat American Security Rotund American fucking security gentleman. So yeah, Happy Gilmore 2 is slated for 2025.
I see a TBA for our next project.
Someone called Kinda Pregnant. It's an upcoming comedy film directed by Tyler Spindle, stars Amy Schumer.
That's going to bomb immediately.
Oh, this is going to be released on Netflix on February 5th, 2025. This is going to, you're right. This is going to bomb.
I don't think anybody.
Who the fuck? Something Happy Productions, is that Happy Madison's fucking spinoff company? They're doing
so it doesn't have to be directly them. It's like, oh, Amy Schumer's in it. All right, now let's put it on what is it? Something Happy?
Something Happy Productions. I wonder if that's fucking.
That way they can take the hit.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, well, those guys did it. They didn't really do it. It's not our problem. Fucking assholes. Anyways, all right. I guess it's the end of this fucking episode. I just can't even believe this shit. So stay tuned for our review of Happy Gilmore 2 and why it sucks. Anyways, all right. Go to Game Rage Magazine, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Game Rage Mag, Twitter/X. You can follow Adam at All Gas, No Trash Official on Instagram. Substack, not Substack. Substack.com/ at All Gas, No Trash Official. Goodbye. Oh, hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy. Here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy-schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at
Game Rage Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.GameRageMagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.